A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Senior Pastor of Word Fountain Christian Ministries, Pastor Dupe Adefola. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Every praise is due our God.
Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, every praise is to our God.
Sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah to our God.
Glory,
hallelujah, is to our God.
Every praise,
every praise is to our God.
Who is God?
God our Savior.
He's a healer.
God our healer.
Our deliverer.
God our deliverer.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
It's to our
every word of worship.
Every word of worship is one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise is to our God.
Father and our God, we thank you. We ascribe all glory and honor to you. We pause to count your many blessings. We are amazed that in the same year, oh God, when there's a lot of pain, in the same year where there is a lot of chaos and confusion, but according to your word that there will be shouts of joy in the house of your children, we can return on the first day of the 10th month, the first day of the last quarter, to say, Lord, we thank you. Jehovah, we thank you. For you have visited us with mercy and not with wrath. Not that we were perfect, O God, but your faithfulness, your mercies, and your grace kept us. Lord, indeed, because of your mercies, we were not consumed. Return the glory to you. The gift of life, we say thank you. For the provision of the job, we say thank you. Even for the learning and the lessons of the family while they were waiting expectantly. Lord, we thank you that it has turned into a testimony. Lord, for what marriage that you kept, oh God, for 6 years. Lord, and the blessings that came with the marriage. Lord, we say thank you. For the length of days with quality of life. We say thank you, Lord. And for the young one, oh God, that you raised and rescued from the womb. We say thank you, Lord. And for all other testimonies that are bound. We say, Lord, every praise belongs to you. Every meditation of thanksgiving, Lord, receive it, oh Lord. And Lord, in your mercy, it has been declared that you will do more. You will do greater things. That truly the glory of the latter will be greater than the former. Because you are at work. Above all, keep our hearts on you. Help us not to be distracted or deceived. Help us not to be discouraged. Help us not to be sidetracked. Lord, keep our eyes on you, the owner of our lives. We love you, Father. We ask that you open your word to us today and that you grant us understanding with the grace to obey you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While standing, please let's go to Psalm 71. Psalm 71. Amen. Psalm 71. Shake off weakness and let's focus on the beauty of the Lord. Psalm 71. Are we all there? In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Where's your trust today? Hallelujah. Let me never be put to confusion. May that be your testimony. Because God is not the author of confusion. If there's anyone here who is feeling confused about things around them, today we terminate that spirit of confusion. And we say, never be put to confusion in Jesus' name. Deliver me your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline mine ear unto thee and save me. Incline my ear unto me and save me. Verse 3. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Please be seated. Amen. This is one of the few Psalms in the Bible that does not have an author. Doesn't have an author. That we are, is not said to be the Psalm of David. It can be the Psalm of Modupe. Hallelujah. I can lay claim to it today. I don't know how many people are laying claim to it. Hallelujah. And God wants to speak to us as our rock of habitation, our strong habitation, to whom we can continually resort. We bless the name of the Lord for January through to September. And we have come again to say, Lord, even in this new quarter, the last quarter of the year, we choose to resort in you. I know there are many resort places that they make beautiful. Disneyland, all the places that people go to in Ireland, in America, even in the UK. But there's no place as beautiful as the God of heaven because it's a rock of habitation. In the name of Jesus. So we're going to explore what God is saying to us as our rock of habitation. A place that you can go to. A person that you can turn into. We even know that in some of the resorts, some dangers have happened. Or accidents have occurred. There was a year that a crocodile picked a child from one of the lakes. They had gone to resort in that place. But the child was swallowed by a crocodile. But when you come into God, there is no crocodile around. There is no danger around. Hallelujah. We know that we're still looking for the young girl that went with her parents, even to Portugal. Many years ago, the government has just released more funds for her to be looked for. They went on holiday. So not all holidays are safe. But when you stay in God, protection is assured. And for those families that are in distress, we pray that God will be the God of their comfort. Amen. That even in their distress, they will learn to look to God, even for their habitation in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to thank God for everyone in the house and those that will yet join us. Amen. We just want to focus on three or four affirmations from this psalm. I ask of you that you read it, that you meditate on it, especially in the week, this week of prayer, even as we go towards our prayer conference at the end of the week. What is God saying to us? Verses 1 to 4. David of Modukwe, I'm making it my own psalm. I'm saying, God helps me now. Somebody say, God helps me now. I don't know where you need help, but God is able to help you now. David Modukwe said, God, I'm putting my trust in you. Is there someone here that is giving their trust, putting their trust in God about that situation, that prayer request, that thing that appears to have been delayed? I want you to enter into the month of October with that confidence that, God, I put my trust in you and I will not be put to shame. I will not be put to confusion. I will not be made helpless. Because you are the God who delivers me in the name of Jesus. God does not only deliver. There are times that God makes me to escape. I still remember on the road, times when I just feel that, God, I missed that accident. All because of your mercy. Sometimes that you know that you passed that valley of death. All because of God's mercy. It can make you to escape. And I pray that all the dangers and calamities that may be hiding in the remaining days of the year 2017, God will make you to escape. Amen. It will make your family to escape. It will make your loved ones to escape. It will make the nation of Nigeria to escape. In the name of Jesus, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. You don't want to be someone that just comes in and then stays away from God. You want to be found in him every time. What is Modupe saying to us, even by the help of the Holy Spirit? He said, in the now, even though we are facing challenges and there may be enemies around, we don't need to run away or hide from life. Jesus said to the Father, I'm not asking you to take them away, but I'm asking you to deliver them from the wicked one. He prayed that in John chapter 17. And this is the year 2017. And I claim that for you, I claim it for me. That God will not take you away, but he will deliver you from the evil one. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is an harassment to your soul, everything that is an harassment to your family, in whatever form or shape, the God of heaven has commanded deliverance in the name of Jesus. Do you know that God has commanded? He has commanded his angels to keep watch over you all the days of your life. He has commanded that you be saved. He has commanded that you be helped. He has commanded that you be delivered. God has sent forth his commandment. And when God speaks, no one can overrule him. He has even said to Satan, touch not my anointed and do my daughter no harm. Are there sons in the house? God has said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So we have to stay in the anointing of God, in the protection of God. I want you to know that the blood is drawn around you and the hedge cannot be broken. Because God helps you now in the name of Jesus. There are times when it appears as if the boundaries around us are broken and the enemy is poking at us. You just need to remember. Let's go to Numbers chapter 22 from verse 28. I want you to remember that God did all this because of you. Numbers 22 from verse 28 to 31. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 22, from verse 28 to 31, I'll read. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto you that you have smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, there were a sword in my hand, for now I will kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine eyes upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Were I ever want to do so unto you? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. May the Lord cause us to have understanding. What is happening here is that Balaam has been riding the same ass to do whatever he wanted, to afflict whoever he wanted to afflict, to cause pain wherever he wanted to cause pain, to destroy marriages in whichever way. But on this assignment, God said, you are not going. You are not going to cause damage. You are not going to cause distress. And the prophet did not know, but the ass knew. I pray, every wind that is carrying evil, hear the voice of the Lord. There is a barrier you cannot cross to afflict the children of God. Every wind, every path that they have been taking to cause pain here and there, concerning you, there is a restraint from heaven. God has commanded that no evil will come near you in the name of Jesus Christ. It happened that Balaam had to wake up because God has said there is no divination against Jacob. There is nothing that will come against Israel. God has said, God has commanded. Say it, God has commanded to save me. God has commanded to heal me. God has commanded to prosper me. God has commanded to anoint me afresh. God has commanded to protect me. And I'm living in this. In the name of Jesus. Even as the nation groans, as nature rages its head, as the world is moving, as if it's lost control, you have to have confidence in God. That God has commanded your deliverance. God has commanded that your family will not sorrow. God has commanded that you will not sorrow over anyone, and no one will sorrow over you. Charles Spurgeon, taking hold of Psalm 71 verse 3, he said in this prayer, Lord, permit me to enter into you and be as much at home as a man in his own house. God, permit me. God, permit me to enter into you in the name of Jesus. He said, and then suffer me to remain in you as my settled abode. Whereas even people may want foes molest me, I will be framed. I will be hedged. I will be protected. And your siege, the same siege that protects me, will resist the enemy. I pray that the boundary that God has set around you will be a resistance to the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. You may be a weak person. A sister sharing her testimony. She said, even in our weakness, she said, you don't know me. God has brought me even from a far place. But when you are in God, it changes your weakness to strength because it's your strong habitation in the name of Jesus Christ. The truth is that there's never an hour when it is unlawful to pray in the house of God. When you are in God, there is no time that you cannot pray. I remember when we moved to the UK, we used to have family fellowship. And one morning we were praying, or maybe it was evening, I don't recall. And my sister-in-law said, you are making noise. The neighbors will call, please. The neighbors are going, you are shouting. Don't you understand? And sincerely, she went out to make sure that the neighbors are not trying to call, please, on us. Amen. But when you are in God, there is no time when it is unlawful to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, there is no time when it is unlawful to pray in this strong habitation. In this strong habitation, mercy gates are opened continually. Amen. You go in and you come out, you find mercy in the heart of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When we find our habitation in God, we find that things are easily accessible and that God is our sufficiency. I pray that daily, even as we press on in the week of prayer, the gates of mercy will be open in that area where you have been believing God in the name of Jesus. Brethren, in this strong habitation, destruction cannot destroy us. Hallelujah. Famine cannot starve us. We laugh at them. According to the word of God, we laugh at famine. We laugh in the year of drought. And I bless the name of the Lord that as we give ourselves to God in prayer, as we resort in Him, as we stay in Him, everyone that seems to be in grief will laugh in Jesus' name. He is my strong habitation. I believe He's also your own strong habitation. He is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my God. He is my hope. He is my trust. He is my praise. Hallelujah. He's all mine. Hallelujah. Did you see how our sister went to her husband and just poured praise upon him because of who he is to her? How much more our living God? How much more the Father of all fathers? How much more the husband of widows? How much more the father of the fatherless? How much more our strong tower? I hope you are resting in him and you are pouring your praise into him in the name of Jesus. Why am I so confident about this now? I'm confident. The second thing is that God has been my help in the past. We sing, oh God, our help in ages past. Verses 5 to 13. Our hope for years to come. Our shelter from the storming blast. I don't know if you have ever seen the hurricane of 2017. You can only imagine the type of fury that came out of the waters with the wind and elements mixed together, destroying homes, destroying cities, making waste beautiful places. But in the midst of it, God kept us. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, by you I have been held up from the womb. When our sister was giving the testimony of how even in herself she knew that the baby divine, that it was not moving in the physical, but that God held his breath. Hallelujah. And today we are celebrating 8 years of God's faithfulness. David said, God held me in the womb. I don't know who held you in the womb. Some of us, we were not born in a hospital like J.R. Hallelujah. We were not born near anything that was sanitized. Amen. I remember one of my siblings was born in a, when you actually, God have mercy on my mom. Amen. The man that was delivering the baby, the house in which the baby was being delivered, I put X. You know, they should be demolished. But all of us are alive because God held us up in the womb. The reason why we have hope now is that when we were feeble, when we didn't know our left and our right, someone even sang that even as a little child, you will crawl to the house of your enemy and they will give you food. You will eat it and you will turn back. But God kept us. We didn't know who was good and who was evil. We were innocent. And in our innocence, God kept us. Hallelujah. From conception to childhood to teenage years, when we were just so wild, thinking that we knew everything, God kept us. And like Samuel, we can all erect our Ebenezer and say, hitherto has the Lord helped us. I don't know if you have an Ebenezer you have raised up. Milestones of God's faithfulness. Your birthdays, your wedding anniversary, your name, the naming, the dedication. Everything reminds us of God's faithfulness. I love verse 7. Look at verse 7 of Psalm 71. It says, I am as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Even our sister was amazed about how far the Lord has brought her. You know, people can wonder at your car, your house, your beauty, your qualifications. But the best wonder must be about your relationship with God. It's the best wonder that people will know of a truth. You mean in this 21st century, we still have people who are going to the house of God. In this 21st century, we still have people who are praying. In this 21st century, we still have people who are keeping themselves pure. Your relationship with God must be a wonder to many. You must allow people around you, your co-workers, your family, to see how far the Lord has purged you of addiction, purged you of every evil, and has brought you into a wealthy place. I pray that your mouth be filled with praise in the name of Jesus, and that you make a decision that you are not going to be distracted from this goodness and glory of God. I want you to recall God's message in 2017. How far have you come? What goodness can you point to? What goodness can you point to? Just reflect in a minute. The protection, the provision, the providence. God rising up to help you. Pointing you in the right direction of life. When many times when you didn't know where to turn, who to call. And God, as he promised, said you will hear a voice behind you saying, here is the way. Walk in it. Have you received his light in the midst of your darkness? Then you are a candidate for thanksgiving. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The third thing is that God is set to help us in the future. Somebody say, God will help me in the future. Looking back to my life, I see many things you have done for me. I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, Lord. Yes, I thank you. Oh, Lord. Looking back to my life, I see
many things you have done for me.
I testified of my sister on Friday. How when she was leaving Nigeria, there was just nothing, nothing at all. And so I called her on Saturday, and I was telling her that I shared her testimony. And she said, it was 6,000 naira you gave me to go to America. You paid for the airport tax, and you gave me the remaining change. And then together we thanked God. I know that some of you came with lots of money to overseas. You came with gold, you came with silver. Everything was prepared. When you were coming from your country, you had it all made up. You just came to the UK to show them how God has blessed you. But some of us came knowing that all that we heard was not going to be enough unless God showed up. And he showed up. According to his word, that wherever the soul of a fisher tread upon, he has given to us for an inheritance. And today we are living out the inheritance. And I pray that wherever it appears as if you have not received your own inheritance, you will find it and you will have it in the name of Jesus. Because according to verse 14, the Bible says, Modupe is saying, I hope you are putting your name, but I will hope continually. There are things you are hoping for the future. You are hoping for your children. You are hoping for your husband. Some of us have family or children abroad that you want to bring. Some of us are hoping that the ones that are here will make it, that they will not be swallowed by this land. You will hope continually. If you can resort in God continually, you will hope continually. Amen. If continually you can resort in God, you can dwell in God, you can inhabit God, surely your hope will not be cut short. And this hope will not make you ashamed in the name of Jesus. And the word of the Lord for you as you hope in him continually is that you will have reason to praise him more and more. I said you will have reasons to praise him more and more. It will secure your future in him. And God himself will have reasons to boast of you. That people who have known you will say of a truth, the Lord has brought him to a turnaround. God has brought her to a turnaround. God has brought this family into a turnaround. God has brought your career into a turnaround. He has brought your marriage into a turnaround. God has brought your finance into a turnaround. He has brought your prayer life into a turnaround. God has brought everything about you into a turnaround, even including your health. He said, I will hope continually. You cannot be residing in God and be residing in frustration. You will hope continually. You will hope continually. Concerning the things you are trusting God for, I declare that hope will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Others may be failing. Others may be fainting. But you will hope continually. And this hope will not make you ashamed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have to be determined that this future we are going into. I was preparing the script, this, and the Lord was reminding me already in January, I already have a plan. I'm talking about 2018. February, I've got a birthday, I saved this date for a birthday. In September 2018, I've already got a saved this date for a wedding. February 2019, I've got a saved this date for a birthday. Hallelujah. Is that not hope? Are people not filled with hope? That in spite of everything that is going on, they are prepared. Have you prepared? Are you prepared to be a celebrant of God's goodness in the years ahead? Say, I will continually be filled with hope in the name of Jesus Christ. And also in this future, look at what Modupe is saying. Because I wrote this psalm, it is for me. Verse 16, I want you to read verse 16. Hallelujah. What does your translation say? Yes, read it out, read it boldly.
I will go in the strength of the Lord God.
Yes.
I will make mention of their righteousness.
Yes. In whose strength will you go?
In God.
I was reading something yesterday. They were telling me that all the vitamins we know to take, the Centrum and everything, that they are synthetic. And they even poison us. Amen? So if you want to go in the strength of vitamin C and vitamin B, all the best. Yes? If you want to go in the strength of the people you know, all the best. Because the strength of man will fail them. But you and I will go into the future in the strength of the Lord God. The God who said to Moses, I have heard the cry of my people and I have come down to help them. I have come down to deliver them. And he did not stop. Even the more Pharaoh hardened his heart, the more God showed his wonders. I pray in the future that you are stepping into today, everything that heaven needs to do to make you to enter into your land of promise, I pray that God will do in the name of Jesus. Amen. And everything that you have to do, when it says apply the blood, you will not be arguing and saying the one I applied in 2016 did not work. When it says go into Goshen, you will not say I want to go to Bradford. You will stay where God puts you. In the name of Jesus. Because surely you will have a good reward for your obedience. In the name of Jesus. You go in the strength of the Lord. People are asking, mommy at 75, she looks younger. Of course, when she calls me, she speaks like a 50-year-old lady. Because she's going in the strength of Jehovah. Why has this happened? Because God has taught him or taught her from his youth. From the youth. I really bless the name of the Lord for our children as they give themselves to learning about God and growing in God. That's the Paul said to Timothy that he had a good heritage, a grandmother, a mother that were teaching him the word of God. I have good news for you. Your future is bright. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because even unto gray hair, God himself will uphold you. In the name of Jesus. This psalmist, Modupe, this morning, was writing to our old age. I've said to you before, and I'll say it again. When I see people who are advanced in years, when I see the ones that are strong and doing good things, I say, God, that's the deal. When I see people that are feeble, I say, God, strengthen them, but that's not the journey I want to make. Hallelujah. Are you already speaking into your old years? Are you speaking into your gray hairs that you are not going to beg bread in the name of Jesus? I say to you that you will eat the blessings of your children, but you will not look to your children to eat in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be waiting for them to send you money before you eat in the name of Jesus Christ. This writer says, now I am old. Now when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown your strength unto this generation and your power to everyone that is to come. If you only knew that there are things that God has stored up for you, even as you advance in age, you will want to make God your habitation so that he can download into your spirit the things that he has prepared for you so that in old age you'll be fat and you'll be flourishing. May that be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. My prayer is that God will make me a godly resource in my old age. Hallelujah. God will make me a godly resource. That people will seek wisdom, the wisdom of God. That God will give me hindsight about the things that have gone past. And foresight about things that are coming. And sight for the things that are happening now. I pray that that will be your song. I pray that that will be your desire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, as we thank God in the month of October, I want you to please pray. I know there are many nationalities here. But there are many nations that are troubled. Was this pain we were reading about the crisis going on there? About referendum or no referendum? We have been talking and praying about Bangladesh and Myanmar. Today we know that Nigeria needs God's intervention. We know that Nigeria has to be saved by God. For it not to become even a history I'm not siding any government. My prayer is that God will rid the nation of corruption. And everyone, whatever color they carry, whatever party they belong to, that nation will stop hiding them or protecting them. And that Nigeria be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, do we have a hope of rapture or even resurrection? Because there will be a time when this breath will stop. Are we living for that day? When God has written in his word that when the day of death comes, no one can pay ransom. No one can give ransom for his life. Are we living in that expectation? Are we making investment for that day, the day of the Lord? Here the psalmist says, thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Has a hope that the grave is not the final bus stop, but that there will be a resurrection. There will all, and if we don't go die in the flesh, we will be raptured. Brethren, we have to agree with God that even in death, Jesus will be Lord in the name of Jesus. That God will increase our greatness and comfort us on every side. Maybe you have been wounded in the journey of 2017. Maybe you have been slapped by life. Maybe you have even been slowed down. Let's rise up to our feet. You may have been slowed down on this journey. And all you are asking for is that let 2017 go. I just want to enter into 2018. I have good news for you. The God of turnaround says, come and stay in me. Make me your strong habitation. Shake off everything that is a distraction. It's a narrow way into God. But I tell you, when we get into God, it leads us in the highway of salvation. I want you to ask God to help you, that every despair will leave you, that you begin to walk in the hope of God's counsel. I want you to pray for yourself and pray for your family, that the things that surround you that are too heavy to carry, the burdens, you lay them down in the name of Jesus. Ask the God of heaven to show you mercy. Ask the God of heaven to speak even again concerning you. Ask the God of heaven, who is your burden bearer, to help you to lift the load in the name of Jesus. Ask God to make the glory of this latter year to be greater than the former. Lay hold on hope. Say, God, I hope in you continually. Tell him the things you are hoping in him for. The hope that you will pray and you will not be weary. The hope that you will have testimonies. Those exams that you have been trying and they have not come through. Ask God that you are hoping that even on this count, as you go in, you are recording good success. That this season, God will make you fruitful. Are you believing God for the fruit of the womb? Tell God that even in this season, you open your body to fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Are you believing God for your career? Believe God that even in this season, you will be favored, you will be led even to that higher place in the name of Jesus. Wherever you have been disappointed, let go of disappointment. Let God heal you of those disappointments. Is it in your marriage and it appears as if everything is shaky? Hope in God continually. Make him your habitation to whom you will resort. Pray over your family, that the peace of God that passes all understanding will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Ask God to calm every stormy sea around you. Pray that the mercy of God will raise a hedge around you. You will not know destruction. Death will not visit you in the name of Jesus. It will not visit you. It will not visit any member of your family. You will not beg bread. I speak to the month of October, that the womb that brought you is the womb of promise. That even in this month, our horn shall be exalted. In this month, we will have a good reward for our labor. I speak to the month of October, that by the mercy of God, the sun in you will not scorch us. The moon will not affect us. Even the change of weather will not become a burden. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength. Go in the strength of Jehovah. Go in the strength of Jehovah. Go into the week of prayer in the strength of Jehovah. Go into this month in the strength of Jehovah. I pray that before you call, heaven will answer. While you are yet speaking, answers will come. God will move men. The four winds of creation, they will attend to you. God will send help to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, your head is anointed with fresh oil in the name of Jesus. The dryness in your soul, God is breathing and brooding over you. I declare it is well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. You will spend the rest of the year in plenty. You will not beg bread by the mercy of the living God. Your going out and your coming in is preserved. Because of the faithfulness of Jehovah, whatever you lay your hands on shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, your heart will not faint. You will not be visited by trouble. You will not have confusion as your companion. Honor is poured into your life. Men will rise up to honor you. Women will rise up to honor you. God of heaven will bless you with the abundance of heaven. You will lend to nations, you will not borrow. The Bible says to us, spread out. Spread out. Spread out. I ask that where there has been stagnation, that yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. The things that have remained as ideas, they become reality. Because God will be honored in it. And through you, many shall come to the knowledge of God. You will be a faithful witness of the saving grace of Jehovah. You will not hide your light, and your light will not be hidden. For you are a city set upon a hill. Even by the mercy of God, you will be a beacon of God's salvation to nations and to many generations. I say it is well with you. Amen. When you call him, he will answer. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.